Civil rights attorneys in Seattle will get reports of all U.S. Border Patrol traffic stops on the Olympic Peninsula for the next 18 months. That's one of the settlement terms announced yesterday in a lawsuit that alleged agents racially profiled people that they pulled over. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
The three plaintiffs in this case were stopped while driving near Forks or Port Angeles. They say Border Patrol had no legitimate reason to stop and question them about their immigration status. Two of the men are Latino, the other is African American. Sarah Dunn is legal director of the ACLU of Washington. She says the lawsuit aimed to make sure border agents follow the Constitution and only stop people if they have reasonable suspicion of illegal activity.
For people living in the Olympic Peninsula, what this settlement means is that Border Patrol has made that commitment, that they are going to only do lawful stops, and people already feel a sense of fear and anxiety has lifted in the community, and so that's a tremendous thing.
The Border Patrol denies any wrongdoing with regard to this lawsuit. A statement from the Department of Justice also denies Border Patrol has a practice of unlawfully stopping vehicles on the Olympic Peninsula. Still, the settlement requires some extra training for border agents at the Port Angeles station. That will include a review of constitutional protections for people who are pulled over. Dunn and other plaintiffs' attorneys will also keep closer tabs on these traffic stops. Under the settlement, Border Patrol will send the attorneys reports of all their traffic stops for the next year and a half. Dunn says residents of the Olympic Peninsula have already seen a halt in these random traffic stops since the lawsuit was filed last year. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.